Back with you again after a little over a year ago when I was last here with you.
大家早上好，很高兴过了一年以后又跟大家见面。
And I bring greetings from 10th Presbyterian Church.
我给大家带来了从第十长老会的问候。
In our passage today, we're looking at a section in which we see it's just after the description of the birth of Jesus.
今天我们所要看的经文就是发生在耶稣基督诞生之后
and the announcement by the angels to the shepherds
就是在牧羊人对那些天使在对那些牧羊人宣称基督的诞生以后
it provides some detail that's not found in the other gospels
这一节经文在提供了在其他几本福音书里面没有提供的一些细节
which confirms Jesus as being God's chosen servantTo bring salvation to the nations.
就表明了耶稣基督作为上帝的仆人把救恩带到世界。
Through fulfilling all that was required by the law.
来他们一起来遵守摩西律法所规定的。
And also in identifying himself with us as our sin bearer.
他也同样的跟我们这些罪人一起来认同他是一个道成肉身的基督。
And to bring our eternal comfort.
使我们能够在他里面得到安慰。
He is shown to be the long expected Messiah.
他向我们写明他是我们所盼望的弥赛亚救世主。
In God's plan since the beginning of creation.
他是神在创世以前就已经计划好的。
Which is confirmed by both the ancient prophets as well as those contemporary with Jesus.
就是这些上帝所表明这些计划在旧约的所有的先知已经是说了出来，而且在当时这两位亚拿和西面也同样的来证明。
As parents prepare for the arrival of their first child, the most important part is that spiritual preparation.
当我们新婚的父母在准备要第一个小孩的时候，最重要的是我们心理上的准备和灵里面的准备。
Now Joseph and Mary had received their special child.
约瑟和玛丽他们生了他们第一位特别的这一位小孩耶稣基督
And they were very careful to do everything that was required by the law of God for spiritual blessing
他们就非常小心的来遵守摩西的律法以此来 接受灵里面的祝福
And at the end of the 8 days when he was circumcised he was called JesusThe name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
这个名字是耶稣基督还没有玛利亚还没有受孕的时候，天使就给他起的这个名字。
Luke emphasizes the naming of Jesus.
路加在这个时候特别强调耶稣基督的这个命名的意义。
Whose name means the Lord saves.
耶稣这个名字。代表的就是神拯救的意思。
The angel had said of Jesus, as we see earlier in Luke,
天使在我们前面路加福音前面几章我们看到天使在对玛利亚说话的时候
He will be great.
他会称为大
And will be called the Son of the Most High.
他会称为至高者的儿子
And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
上帝会把他先父大卫的皇座交给他。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
他会在永远统治雅各之家。
And his kingdom there will be no end.
他的国度没有穷尽。
Thus we see how, as Savior, Jesus was to be divine.
从这儿我们就可以看到，耶稣基督作为我们的救主，他的神性。
By fulfilling a prophesied calling as King,
他满足了在先知们所说的他会作为君王来到我们当中
and by his title as the son of the most high
他的名称为至高者的儿子
being very God
他就是神
and ruling over an eternal kingdom
成为统治他的国度没有穷尽
now Jesus' circumcision is vitally important too
耶稣基督受割礼也是非常的重要
As it is a sign of God's covenant with his people.
这个割礼表明上帝与他子民所立的约。
And the meaning of it is fulfilled in the life and ministry of Jesus.
而这个哥尼就表明，他耶稣基督显示了耶稣基督一生的这个计划，一生的工作。
Circumcision was instituted by God with Abraham and his entire household.
哥尼是上帝跟亚伯拉罕所立的约，代表的亚伯拉罕所有的子民。
And then with all his descendants.
当然耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的子孙
as a sign of their faith in God
作为他们对神的信心
that God was their God and they were his people
上帝是他们的上帝他们是上帝的子民
they were then to live as God's people
他们会因作为上帝的子民而在地上生活
exercising righteousness and justice
向众人表明上帝的公义
So in being circumcised,
当耶稣基督受了割礼
Jesus had his first shedding of his blood in anticipation of his blood to be shed upon the cross.
而在受割礼，耶稣基督所流的血，表明了他预表了他在十架上要为我们流的血。
It was a sign of the covenant that was sealed with blood.
这他表明了上帝和他的子民用血所立的这个约。
Showing him to be a true son of Abraham.
表明他是亚伯拉罕真的子孙。
And a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham that through his descendant all the nations would be blessed.
这应验了亚伯拉上帝给亚伯拉罕所立的这个约，万民都要因亚伯拉罕那位子孙而得救。
Luke's account then transitions to Joseph and Mary presenting their firstborn son. At the temple.
所以路加话锋一转就来写到约瑟和玛利亚把耶稣基督奉在圣殿里奉献给上帝。
And through this, he illustrates their piety.
在这儿你表明了他们的敬虔。
Their faithfulness to God.
他们对上帝的信心和忠心。
And righteousness in keeping God's law.
他们在谨守上帝的律法。
Five times in this passage, Luke mentions their faithfulness in keeping all that was required by God's law.
在这边这一短短经文里面，路加有五次说到约瑟和玛利亚严严的遵守上帝的律法。
Luke describes it like this in verse 22.
路加在二十二节说到。
And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses. They brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷，要把他献于主。
Apparently, both Mary and Joseph had to be purified.
当然，约瑟和玛利亚在这时候他们都要洁净自己。
As the law required.
因为律法是规定他们这么做。
When a woman bore a male child,
当一个妇人生了一个儿子的时候
she was unclean 7 days.
她不洁要七天
meaning she was contagious in her uncleanness, as in her menstrual period.
就像是她在她的经期一样不洁一样
so that everything that she sat on or lay on was also contaminated or made unclean.
所以她所坐的地方、所躺的地方都是不洁净。
So on the 8th day, the son was circumcised.
第八天的时候，孩子受割礼。
And then she remained in her period of blood of purifying for 33 more days.
她这个母亲还要在不洁要32天。
But during this time, her impurity was no longer contagious, but she could not touch anything holy, so she could not go to the temple.
在这一段期间呢，他所接触的东西不再是称为不洁净，但是呢，他不能去接触任何圣物，所以他不能去圣殿。
So in bringing Jesus up to Jerusalem after her 40 days of purifying,
所以玛利亚等到四十天之后才能带耶稣基督到圣殿。
They brought him to the temple to have the Jewish sacrifices that were made in the presence of God.
他们就按照犹太人的律法把耶稣带到圣殿向神献祭。
Now presenting one's firstborn was firstborn son to the Lord was a requirement given by God right after the exodus of the Israelites coming out of Egypt.
把第一位出生的、第一位投生的儿子献给上帝，称为分别为圣，是摩西在出埃带啊、以色列人出埃及以后，上帝给他的律法。
You may remember that God had struck down the firstborn of all the Egyptians in at the time of the Exodus.
我们大概记得在出埃及的之前啊、上帝击杀了埃及人的所有的投生的。
So Luke explains for his Gentile audience why Jesus' parents brought him.
所以在这里面，路加是写了这些是为了解释给外邦人的、听众来听，为什么、耶稣基督的父母要把耶稣基督带到圣殿来献祭。
In verses 22 and 23, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
所以在23节就说到，正如主的律法上所记，凡投生的男子必称圣归主。
So every firstborn male was set apart as holy.
所以每一位投生的儿子都要分别为圣出来。
This was to remind the Israelites of how the Lord had passed over from killing all of their firstborn when the angel saw the blood of the lamb on the lintel and doorpost of their homes at the time of the Exodus.
这就是为了提醒这些以色列人，当初在出埃及的时候，上帝的天使因着犹太人在门楣上涂了羔羊的宝血，就越过他们家，不击杀以色列人的头生的儿子。
Therefore, God claimed every firstborn son.
所以神把
as his own.
神把以色列人所有的头生的孩子称为他的孩子。
However, amazingly, God did not keep that firstborn, but offered an opportunity for the father to or the parents to buy him back.Redeem him.
当然神很奇妙的是，神并没有说把孩子的生命拿走，而是让、孩子的父母可以用祭物来把孩子给赎回来。
It was an acknowledgement that the life of the child belonged to God.
这是提醒他们上这个投生儿子的生命是属于上帝的。
As the one who is redeemed from death.
是他们需要用救赎赎价把他买赎回来。
And then that child represented the family.
而那个孩子代表的是这个家庭。
So this observance referred to the all of the family, the redeemed of God.
所以在这里就表明，所有以色列这个家庭，所有的以色列人都是被上帝所买赎回来。
Who were then dedicated to God's service?
去把献自己给上帝的圣工。
Now similarly to how Jesus was presented at the temple.Hannah had dedicated her firstborn son Samuel to the Lord.
我们也可以也同样记得，就像是玛利亚和约瑟把耶稣基督在圣殿里奉献给上帝一样，Hannah 在很久以前也把他的儿子撒母耳献给了上帝。
Also, the Levites took the role of the firstborn dedicated to the Lord's service for the whole nation of Israel.
而利未人把他们所有的头生的孩子都要在圣殿里面去服侍。
Thus, they received no land inheritance in the promised land.
所以他们利未人这个族呢，在犹太十二个支派中间，他没有领受任何的领地。
But their material needs were supplied by all the other 11 tribes of Israel.
而他们物质上的需要完全是由其他的十一个支派来供给。
Jesus came as the fulfillment of the firstborn redeemed for us.
耶稣基督在这里以一个为我们作为赎价的第一个投生的儿子来出现。
By his own redemption at the cross for our sins.
因着他在十字架上所付的代价。
Then Jesus became the firstborn from the dead.
而耶稣基督又从第一个从死里复活出熟的果子。
By his resurrection on the third day.
因着他在第三日从死里复活。
Jesus is also called the firstborn of all creation.
耶稣基督也称为所有被造之物的第一个复活的或初熟的果子。
As having the position of highest preeminence over all that he created in the universe.
他的地位超过所有在宇宙中被造的。
And being before all things.
而在万有之先。
Thus we worship Jesus as the firstborn of our redemption.
所以我们在敬拜耶稣基督的时候，就作为他是我们的救主，一个出生的救主。
And resurrection and new creation.
在他是复活，他是我们有一个新的创造。
As the preeminent one over all.
他是所有的创造主。
Not only was Jesus presented at the temple to the Lord.
因着耶稣基督在圣殿里面被献给上帝。
But they went to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord.
玛利亚和约瑟同样按着犹太人的律法在圣殿里面献祭。
A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
一对斑鸠或者是两只雏鸽作为祭物。
Luke is explaining what kind of sacrifice was offered.
路加在这里告诉我们他们用了什么样的祭物。
He's quoting from Leviticus chapter 12, verse 8.
他从利未记第十二章第八节引用。
Now, those who could afford it would offer a lamb and a turtle dove or a pigeon.
那些可以，如果是能够付得起的，就用。羔羊如果付不起，就用一对雏斑鸠或者两只雏鸽。
But the poor instead could offer two turtle doves or two pigeons.
而贫穷的就用一对斑鸠或者是两只雏鸽来献祭。
Thus we see that Jesus was born into a humble, poor family.
我们从这里就可以看到，耶稣基督出生在一个非常贫穷的家庭里面。
Who had been delivered in a stable and laid in a manger where, as a bed were the cattle.
耶稣基督出生在马槽里，与牛羊在一起。
So through Jesus' humble beginnings, he identifies with the poor.
因着耶稣基督卑微的出生，他跟穷人们联系在一起。
And with the weak and with the vulnerable.
因着他的软弱。
And thus with us, with everyone who recognizes.Their total dependence upon God.
因着他肉体的软弱，他跟我们一样，都完全的依靠上帝的救赎，上帝的能力。
Now, why was a sacrifice needed for Mary upon having given birth to her firstborn son?
为什么玛利亚在给耶稣基督带耶稣基督到圣殿献耶稣基督的时候要献祭呢？
Ordinarily, it would be because every mother gives birth to a child who is guilty of sin.
因为作为肉体而生的孩子的话，他生下来就是一个罪人。
All of humanity, since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, bears the guilt of sin inherited from Adam as the federal head of the human race.
因为亚当作为全人类的代表，在伊甸园犯罪了以后。
Sacrifices are made to symbolize that the guilty sinner deserves death, but that the sin has been transferred to the sacrifice that dies in his place.
而献祭就表明，按照肉体所生的都是罪人，罪的公价就是死，而在这里把用献祭的祭物来代替这个死。
The blood shed cleanses away all sin.
所流的血就洗净了所有的罪。
However, Jesus was no sinner.
当然，耶稣基督不是罪人。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
因为他是从圣灵怀孕。
Without original sin or any actual sin.
他既没有原罪，也没有犯罪。
Since he did not inherit the sin of Adam.
因为他的父亲不是亚当，所以他没有从亚当来继承原罪。
Yet Mary had to fulfill all the law of God for every woman under the covenant.
而玛利亚需要去遵守所有在神约下的以色列女人所应当遵守的这个律法。
And it anticipated Jesus' fulfillment of every law or what was required through the sacrifice of his own life.That was for the sin of each of us who believe in Him.
所以耶稣基督这也同样是在预表我们借着耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血洗净了我们众人的罪。
As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:21,
就像保罗在哥林多后书
For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin
因着我们的罪他使无罪的成为罪
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God
所以在他里面我们成为神的义
Now as Paul wrote to the Galatians
当保罗写信给格罗西教会的时候
He explained how all that happened with the birth of Jesus
他说到在耶稣基督诞生的时候
and fulfillment of the law
他顺从了所有的律法
was part of God's plan to bring us into the family of God
因着我们相信耶稣基督神使我们能够归到神的家庭里面
He wrote in Galatians 4:4-5
他在哥罗西书第四章和第五章说
But when the fullness of time had come
当时候满足的时候
God sent forth his son
他上帝差派了他的儿子
Born of a woman
因着女人而生
Born under the law
生在律法之下
To redeem those who were under the law
来救赎那些在律法之下的人
So that we might receive adoption as sons
所以我们可以被收养成为上帝的儿子。
Now that fullness of time was God's fulfillment of many prophecies concerning Jesus' birth.
而这个时候满足的日子，其实就是在所有的先知他们预言的这个日子。
Prophecies in regard to the time, circumstances, and place.
在先知们预言了特别的时间和地点和环境。
Now, in being born of a woman, it introduces the fact that Jesus was fully human.
因着女人而生就说明耶稣基督是完全的人。
And came as the promised descendant of Eve who would crush Satan's head.
就像是在创世纪里面所说的，女人所生的后裔要伤蛇的头。
And in being born under the law, he came fulfilling all righteousness.
他生在律法之下，就是为了要顺从、遵守所有的律法。
Completing or keeping all of the commandments of God perfectly.
这样就他就遵守了、完成了上帝与亚当所立的生命之约。
God put Jesus in a family that was pious in carefully keeping all of God's law.
上帝让耶稣基督生在一个很敬虔的家里面，这样他可以和家庭一起来顺从、遵守上帝的律法。
And he grew up learning God's word.
他长大的时候就学习上帝的律法、上帝的话语。
So that he could discuss it deeply with the teachers of the law when he was only 12 years old at the temple.
所以在后面说到，他在12岁的时候就可以在圣殿里面跟那些律法师来讨论上帝的律法。
Jesus was without sin, so he could become the Lamb of God without blemish, taking our place at the cross as atonement for our sin and our redemption.
因为耶稣基督不是个罪人，所以他可以在十字架上面死，使我们替代我们作为上帝的赎价。
Therefore, those sacrifices that are offered were offered at the temple are no longer needed.
所以当耶稣基督在十字架死了以后，在圣殿里的献祭已经完全不再需要。
Because Jesus came as the once for all sacrifice for our sin.
所以耶稣基督成为一次而且永远有效的祭物来担当我们的罪。
So the ceremonial purification Mary went through is no longer required for believers today.
所以在今天我们这些在相信耶稣基督的人就不需要再经历玛利亚所经历的这些洁净的礼节。
All the ceremonial law has been fulfilled in Christ.
所以所有的祭祀的律法在耶稣基督里已经被成全。
Even Jesus' presentation in the temple as a firstborn son with a sacrifice of atonement was a fulfillment of a command instituted by God at the Passover, as Ari already mentioned.
耶稣上帝在出埃及记的时候所给以色列人这个律法，我们也可以看到耶稣基督在圣殿里面因着他的献祭而被满足。
Jesus had been set apart to the Lord as God had commanded for the firstborn of Israel.
耶稣基督就在这里被上帝分别为圣，成为投生的以色列人的投生子。
That he might fulfill all righteousness.
耶稣基督会完成，会遵守上帝所有的义，所有的约。
In keeping the law of God to be set apart for sacrifice of atonement at the cross.
因着耶稣基督完成了遵守了上帝所有的约，所以他可以在十字架上面替我们死，而我们因着耶稣基督的死，我们也完成了上帝所立的这个生命之约。
Now the sacrifice for an infant is actually one of the evidences for infant baptism.
而我们看到在这里面把婴儿献给上帝，就像是我们现在所做的给婴儿受洗一样，婴儿洗一样。
In that Israelite infants were redeemed through a blood sacrifice of a lamb.
而在那个时候，以色列的投生的，因着他们所献的祭物的血被买赎回来。
Or two turtle doves and or two pigeons.
那些祭物是一对斑鸠或者是两只雏鸽。
Now, because children of believers were washed of sin guilt by a blood sacrifice.
因为在那个时候上孩子是因着这些祭物的血被买赎回来。
Which was a type of Christ's sacrifice.
在今天，而耶稣基督的献祭。
Then they should receive baptism too, to wash them, because they were made partakers of the sacrament of Christ's suffering and death.
因着而我们现在我们这些信徒信耶稣基督的孩子，因为我们跟耶稣基督的这个新约，所以我们的孩子。在小的时候，因着我们在耶稣基督的里面约，我们的孩子可以因着耶稣基督的血而被洁净。
So this was done like shortly after they were born, and they were offering that offering to God a lamb as a sacrifice. And so we see that symbolism in the sacrament of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到这个婴儿的洗礼的时候，同样是因着耶稣基督的宝血，因着耶稣的基督的约，我们把孩子献给上帝。
So similarly, baptism is a partaking in the sacrifice of Christ's atonement on the cross.
而我们所受的洗礼也是也是一个圣礼，是跟着耶稣基督的在耶稣基督在十字架上的血来洗净我们的罪。
Now, in relatively recent times, some credo-baptistic churches have instituted what's called child dedications.
在现代的有一些浸信会的教会，小孩是没有婴儿洗，但是他们有一个小孩的献礼，奉献礼。
So they see Jesus' dedication at the temple as like a precedent for this, as a rationale for doing that.
他们把就是浸信会的他们把孩子献给上帝的时候，一个奉献给上帝，就像是耶稣基督，他们觉得就顺从了耶稣基督这时候在他的父母把耶稣基督在圣殿里奉献给上帝一样。
But infant dedications, as we see, is not really biblical. It's not a substitute for infant baptism.
而婴儿的奉献礼在圣经上是不能取代婴儿的洗礼。
In none of the dedications of infants that we find in Scripture,
在圣经里面没有说到耶稣没有讲到婴儿的奉献礼。
Such as for Samson,
在三孙
Samuel,
撒母耳
John the Baptist,
施洗约翰
and Jesus,
耶稣
did it replace circumcision?
他们都不能就是说用这种婴儿的奉献礼来代替旧约的这个割礼。
These dedications were done in addition to circumcision for God's special calling upon their lives.
所以在这些旧约的这些人，他们并没有用这些奉献来取代他们的割礼。
However, circumcision is a sign of the covenant ratified through sacrifice.
而割礼是上帝跟以色列人所立的这个约，而且要通过献祭来完成。
Which a baptism now also signifies, as we see in Colossians 2:11.
我们在哥罗西书第二章第十一节看到这个割礼，其实现在的我们的受洗敬礼就像是旧约里面的割礼。
And Jesus even calls his approaching death on the cross his baptism in Luke 12:50.
在路加福音第十二章第五十节的时候，在耶稣基督上十字架之前的时候，他也是讲到了这个洗礼。
So we find in Scripture that all of the ceremonial law has been fulfilled in Christ.
所以我们看见在耶稣基督的身上，所有这些祭司这些所有的这些律法已经能够满足。
So we have been given the new covenant sign and seal of baptism to replace the covenant sign of circumcision.
所以在新约里面，我们这些人在就是通过受敬礼来表明我们与耶稣基督所立的这个新约。在旧约的时候，以色列人是通过割礼来表明他们与上帝所立的这个约。
That we are God's people who have been called upon to trust in Him to be our God.
所以我们现在是上帝的子民，呼召出来来服侍和相信他。
Since our message today is being translated, I'll have to cut short in half my message. So I won't say much about Simeon and Anna.
今天因为时间的原因，我没有时间说到西面和哈拿的故事。
But we do see in that Simeon and Anna were both a prophet and prophetess of God.
我们可以看到西面和哈拿在这里都是先知。
And that they were both waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
他们都是在那儿切切地等待救世主的来到。
And they were moved by the Holy Spirit to be at the temple and identify that child Jesus as being the one God had promised.
他们在那个时候受圣灵的感动，就在圣殿里面称认识耶稣基督是将要来的救主。
And they prophesy concerning the meaning of Jesus coming.
他们在这里面预言来宣称上帝耶稣基督来的意义。
Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
西面在那里等待以色列与神的和好。
And there are at least five or six passages in Isaiah that speak about God promising comfort to his people Israel and that their sins would be forgiven.
在以赛亚书有五六处的地方，上帝说到上帝要安慰以色列的百姓，以色列百姓的罪要被原谅。
He promised salvation, forgiveness of sins, restoration, and peace.
他向以色列人预言启示说我们的这些罪人要在他里面得平安。
Now with the coming of the Holy Spirit, we have that age of consolation that has come.
随着我们因着圣灵的浇灌，我们在基督里面与上帝和好。
And so, we now see that the church, in Book of Acts how the church grew under that consolation of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到在使徒行传里面看到圣灵的因着圣灵的做工，教会被建立。
We also see that it had been promised that he would be one who would bring salvation to the Gentiles, to all the nations.
我们也知道耶稣基督要把救恩带给外邦人。
And so he was not just for the nation of Israel, but there was a worldwide focus now upon what God had promised to Abraham.
所以上帝向亚伯拉罕所说的这个救恩并不是仅仅关注以色列这一族，而是关乎万民万族的。
Now we see that Anna too was one of a string of previously seven prophetesses mentioned in the Old Testament, and is in that line of the Old Testament prophetesses.
所以亚拉她也是从这位也是位女先知，是从亚瑟支派出来的，是亚瑟支派在旧约里面是一个先知的支派。
And she was one who stayed in the temple worshiping the Lord continually.
她在圣殿里面持续的进食祈求，昼夜侍奉。
She was like the ideal widow that Paul mentions, describes to Timothy.
她就像是在保罗在提摩太书里面所描写的那个寡妇一样。
In 1 Timothy 5:5,
在提摩太前书第五章第五节的时候，
She who is truly a widow, left all alone,
她如果是真寡妇，
has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers day and night.
那些寡妇就完全的在神的面前去侍奉上帝，昼夜侍奉上帝。
So rather than living like many elderly widows today that you might find a lot of them here in Florida,
并不像在我们在佛罗里达经常看到现代的那些寡妇，
who may spend their time watching soap operas,
整天花在家里面去看那些肥皂剧
shopping,
买东西
gossiping,
说流言蜚语
and gambling,
赌博
those who have time, not having to provide for their family anymore,
他们因着没有什么家庭的需要，他们所以有很多很多的时间。
Should spend it in serving others.
他们应该是把这些时间花在去侍奉别人上面。
And testifying of God's grace.
而亚拿就是把时间花在侍奉上帝上面，为上帝做见证。
And praying for their neighbors, their community, and the world.
而这些寡妇也应该像亚拿一样去为他们的邻居来祷告，来为上帝做见证。
And seeking the Lord in worship.
来寻求上帝，来敬拜上帝。
So this is what Anna was like, as one who was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
而亚拉作为一个寡妇，这就是亚拉所做的，在这个圣殿里面，在等待弥赛亚的来到。
So she was the means by which she pointed out to the Jews who are waiting for the Messiah that this is the one.That has been we've been waiting for, identifying Jesus as that expected Messiah and Savior of His people.
他就在圣殿里面向以色列人所指出，耶稣基督就是以色列人所等待的那位救赎主。
So we see through this passage that Luke is confirming that Jesus perfectly fulfilled all the law required through His faithful and godly parents.
在这一段经文里面，路加就向我们显明了耶稣基督因着他出生在一个敬虔的家里面，他就完成了遵守了上帝所有的律法。
And in doing all these ceremonial laws point to Jesus as the one who fulfills all that they point to for our redemption.
而耶稣基督所完成、所顺服的、所遵守的这些律法，就表明他是我们。所等待的那一位，要在他是头生的儿子，是我们的救主。
And as the firstborn over all, that he was the one who was identified as that faithful and true prophet of God.
作为他头一个头生子，他也同样的被表明他是上帝的先知。
And the one who brings salvation to Israel.
会要把救恩带给以色列民
and to all the nations that awaited the Messiah,
带给所有等待救赎主的万邦万民
and that he was the one that would bring comfort and salvation,
他会使我们带来安慰和救赎
but he would also be the source of division between people as to how they responded to him.
同样，也因着不同的人对他不同的反应，耶稣基督也会带来世上的纷争
In other words, some would reject.Him and others would have faith and believe in him.
有一些人会拒绝耶稣，而有一些人会接受 相信耶稣。
It would even split families, as Jesus had said.
就像耶稣基督在新约里面说的，他使家庭里面也要形成纷争。
But those with faith would see that he is the one with the favor of God upon him.
而我们在有信心的人就可以看到耶稣基督有神的爱在他身上。
And that in coming in his humanity as a small child, he was the one who would bring the light of truth for salvation of all peoples.
作为一个小孩子，他生在这个世上，给我们带来了真理的光。
So having learned this, we should praise God.
我们知道这些，我们就应该把荣耀感谢归给上帝。
And reflect on his glory in the face of Christ.
在耶稣基督的身上，我们看到了上帝的荣耀。
And to seek his presence continually, every day, throughout the day.
我们每天都应该在寻求耶稣基督的真理、圣洁在我们里面。
May his presence be with each of you.
愿耶稣基督的慈爱每天与我们众人同在。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，阿爸父，我们谢谢你的话语。
What it teaches us about the identity of Jesus.
让告诉我们耶稣基督是谁。
And what he fulfilled on our behalf.
他是怎么替代我们来遵守生命之约。
And his sacrifice on the cross for us.
他在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩和他的牺牲。
We thank you that he came as a savior for peoples of all nations and people groups.
我们谢谢你，他来到是作为万民的救主。
We thank you for your grace of giving us faith to believe.
我们感谢你的恩典和慈爱，使我们有信心来相信耶稣基督。
And we pray that if anyone has not trusted him before now, we'll do so even today.
我们祷告那些还没有认识耶稣基督的，就有这个信心来认识耶稣基督。
That Jesus may become their Lord and Savior.
耶稣基督成为他们的救主，成为他们的主。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.